As member of the Regional Health Forum, I'm submitting two questions, and they will outline and ask what specific measures are planned to address this ongoing overcrowding crisis in Sligo University Hospital, what are the clear timelines for delivery of additional bed capacity, step-down facilities or community supports to relieve pressure on the hospital. And then the other one, which is very, very important, is in relation to patient safety and dignity. And I'm going to request what protocols and safeguards are in place to ensure that patients who are waiting on trolleys or in other non-ward areas are getting treated with dignity. I'm sure they are, as much as possible. Have they adequate privacy and are they protected from infection risks? Because it's vital that both patients and staff can see a pathway forward and that short-term safety is not sacrificed while we wait for the long-term improvement. So when I get the answers to those questions, I will be able to inform yourselves and hospital staff about that.
And just one final question for you, Councillor. You know, with the figures that have come out, is there anything that you think, as a member of the Regional Health Forum, that could be implemented to bring these levels down?
To improve the step-down facilities and to make more spaces available in the community facilities as well, and, you know, possibly in the nursing homes, you know, to give more resources there, and that will relieve the pressure on the hospitals as well. And, you know, ultimately I suppose it's about, you know, additional bed capacity as well. And we're hearing about the increase in patients waiting on trolleys, and you know, that every year we're being told that it's been tackled, it's been addressed, and you know, the population is increasing. But, you know, with that, there has to be an urgency that we need to have much more capacity and much more step-down community facilities in, you know, in the locality.